This is Chris Johnson, and I am fucking annoyed. We got our shit pushed in Bar League softball tonight. We lost like fucking 26-7 or some shit, and they fucking batted around in the first inning, so I was pissed from the fucking jump. I hit a goddamn rocket to third base that this motherfucker just caught, and then I grounded out with men on base and two out, and I threw my bat down like a fucking psychopath. There's a fucking problem now with me playing this goddamn game. The longer this goes on, and it started at the end of last season, the longer this shit goes on, the more I revert back to the way I used to be when I played this fucking sport, well, not softball, baseball, when I was a fucking kid. This is gonna fucking stun you. I was a fucking irritable, excitable, fucking annoyed ball player. I would get pissed often, and it's starting to bleed through. And I thought, you know what? Fine. Throw your fucking bat down. What do I give a fuck? Your parents aren't here to yell at you. Who cares? Throw that shit to the fucking dirt. My niece and nephew were there. It's a good fucking example for them. You get fucking mad, it's okay just to throw shit and get fucking agitated. These are the important life lessons that you learn from Uncle Chris Johnson. I used to get so fucking pissed when I played baseball. I'm not really, like, proud of it. Tonight, I didn't give a fuck. I was fucking annoyed for 2 seconds. I threw my fucking bat down and I fucking moved on. Part of the fucking problem I had when I was a fucking kid, growing up with my fucking psychopath father, was I could never fucking show any kind of emotion, whether it be like positive or negative. There's no like, you know, I love yous or fucking shit like that. So like there was no positive feelings. And then like if I just lashed out and reacted negatively, because you're going to when you live in a fucking environment like that with a fucking emotionally immature parent, then like that was a problem too. So I really couldn't act out in any fucking way, which led me to be wound way too fucking tight and fucking explode all the fucking time. Sometimes you just need to get pissed for 2 fucking seconds and then you fucking move on. I didn't make a fucking scene. I threw my fucking bat down and then that was it. Maybe everybody's gonna think I'm a fucking psychopath. Maybe I can cultivate that persona. Psychopath Chris Johnson persona. Just embrace it. Embrace the fucking anger. It's okay to be fucking annoyed. That's the thing. I remember when I used to get like pissed when I'd play my game back in the day. Like I get fucking annoyed and then my dad would like yell at me for being annoyed. He's like, that's why you're not playing well, because you're annoyed. No, I'm annoyed because I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed because I'm Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson is annoyed. Annoyed's my fucking default state. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people are just fucking irritable and it's okay that they're fucking irritable. I just need to get pissed for a couple seconds and then that's it. You know, it's like when I'm watching a fucking sporting event and something doesn't go well, it's fuck. Get fucking angry for a couple seconds and you fucking move on. It was a huge issue back in the day because I was always told I couldn't fucking express myself. So then I was wound so goddamn tight and I would have these goddamn meltdowns and I couldn't keep my fucking head together. I remember this one situation we were playing. It was like travel ball or some shit. And my uncle was coaching and he got tossed out of the game. And I remember being bullshit because my uncle's like the calmest guy on fucking earth. But he got like tossed out of the game and the ump determined as he was walking away that he wasn't walking away like quick enough. So he just fucking called the game. He was like, that's it, game's over, you guys forfeit. I lost my fucking mind. I went fucking bananas. I fucking ran at this fucking umpire and I got in his face and I told him he was a motherfucker. Among fucking other things, I don't remember. I just remember screaming and I'm telling him he fucking sucked. Telling him what a fucking piece of shit he is. And then like my teammates had to like grab me and like pull me away. I was like, no, you get off me, motherfucker. I'm gonna tell this guy he's a piece of shit. And then like eventually like, you know, there's like 3 people grabbing me and they just like move me off to the side. But I remember being like really pissed about it because then like somebody else just got in his face and fucking yelled at him. I was here first, you fucks. I can handle this. I can handle telling this guy to go fuck himself. You let me be. You fucking pull me out of the goddamn way and then like let somebody else fucking tell him to fuck himself? What the fuck? I remember after that ball game, my ex at the time, we were driving home and she was like, I thought you were gonna hit that fucking guy. I thought you were gonna punch him in the fucking face. Think about how crazy I must have looked that she thought I was just gonna attack this man. I can tell you that, like, when I think back, like, I don't remember ever thinking, like, I'm gonna hit this guy in the face. I just wanted to fucking tell him to go fuck himself. It was an urge. It was like, it was a thirst that had to be quenched. Get in this fucking dickhead's face and tell him to fuck off. Do it. Be a hero. Know what's great now about my going ape shit? Since I went through like 5 years of therapy and shit, and I can fucking regulate my emotions like an actual human being now. At least I think. Not that I think. It is better. It's fucking way better than I was 20 fucking years ago. Like, I can regulate shit. I can fucking handle shit. I don't have panic attacks anymore. Fucking knock on wood on that one. Can we be superstitious for a second? Let's be superstitious for a second. Fucking knock on that shit. I don't even know what the fuck knock on wood means. But when you're a superstitious asshole, sometimes you gotta fucking do superstitious shit, even if you don't understand it. But yeah, I don't have panic attacks anymore. So like, I'm not wound as tight, I'm calmer. So now when I go fucking ape shit, I just go ape shit for a second and then it's fucking over. You gotta be able to get fucking pissed. Not that I wanna be like slamming shit all the fucking time. Like, that's not cool. But like, I don't know, man. Sometimes it fucking boils over when you're getting your shit pushed into the fucking goddamn softball game. And sometimes you throw your fucking bat in disgust. It's okay. I wish 40-year-old me can go back and like talk to like 18-year-old me. Just be like, don't listen to these motherfuckers. Like, take a deep deep breath. It's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And start going to therapy a little earlier so you're not fucked up 15 years from now trying to fucking untangle all this shit. Get started on untying these knots now. Unravel your mind now. So you don't have to fucking hit rock bottom at 33 or whatever the fuck it was. And finally, late 30s, finally have shit together and look back and be like, motherfucker. You know how much of my life I fucking pissed away? I used to be like destructive back in the day. Like actually like smashing shit, which is not something I'm fucking proud of. So don't do that anymore. But sometimes like, I just need something to make like a loud noise. So like you'll do some of this. So it makes me feel good. I'm sure we're going to lose again in softball, and I'm sure I'm going to be just as fucking pissed then as I am now, but maybe shit'll turn. I don't need to be annoyed, although I'm always annoyed, so whatever. Whatever, y'all. I'm always annoyed. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, probably still annoyed. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any fucking podcasting site that you please. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram at maybe5minutes for photos and shit. Check that shit out. And I'm also going to be in my Facebook timeline so you can catch the cast there.